Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, which is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. And by the way, Jack's five locations for outdoor gear are open today. So if you need that last minute fishing supplies, camping supplies, biking supplies, clothing, whatever outdoor gear you need as you're heading out today, you can stop at Jack's and get a great selection and a great deal. Tell them Terry told you to stop in. Let's go right to the phones now. And joining us from the Montrose area, he's a biologist over there, an aquatic biologist, Eric Gardunio. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you for coming on. Is it as beautiful a day over in the Montrose area as it is on the Front Range?
Oh, yeah, it's nice this morning. It looks like it's going to get pretty hot this afternoon, though.
Yeah, well, you got some great mountains and lakes and opportunities, both high and low. People don't realize sometimes, I think, that you have some great lower elevation stuff over there, too. Hey, we're going to talk quite a bit about Ridgeway and maybe some other fishing opportunities over there. But I understand you were out electrofishing on Ridgeway. What did you find when you were out there?
Yeah, we were out there Wednesday and Thursday nights this week, marking smallmouth bass for our upcoming Ridgeway Reservoir smallmouth bass tournament. And what we saw is that it really looks like our efforts from the last 5 years of this tournament are starting to pay off. We were seeing a lot fewer smallmouth in the lake, and it really seems like we've started to put a dent in those larger fish, which is the overall goal of this tournament.
And anything else unusual or interesting? You were concentrating on the smallmouth. Any other species jump out at you?
Yeah, you know, one thing that's been really interesting to watch over the last several years at Ridgeway is the brown trout population in there. There's some giant brown trout. We've seen numerous fish over 30 inches in the last several years. But the thing that's really unique and really cool at Ridgeway is those brown trout appear to be actually reproducing right in the reservoir instead of running up the creeks to spawn. And one of the things that we were seeing the other night that kind of pointed to that was we were finding a whole bunch of about inch and a half long brown trout fry in some of the shallow gravelly areas in the reservoir. So it really looked like those fish were probably, you know, born in the lake. And there's something unique about the brown trout fishery there at Ridgeway. They get really big, and it's just interesting that we don't see them running up the creeks, but there's a good population of them in there.
Well, it's famous for its brown trout. In fact, I forget the state record, but it's huge. Isn't it like 20-some pounds or something? Not the state, but the lake record is like 20-some pounds or something brown?
Well, yeah, there was one. I'm not sure what the official lake record is for an angler, but a couple years ago we were out there electrofishing and we caught one, and the biggest scale that I had on the boat was a 20-pound scale, and it zeroed out that scale easily. I think it was 22 or 23 pounds. It was a really big fish.
That's an exciting fishery to go there and have the opportunity to catch those brown trout. And it's a great fishery for a number of species, and we'll talk a little more about some of the other species. But one of the reasons it is a great fishery is it's managed properly. And smallmouth bass were illegally introduced there, and they kind of took off. And federal mandate has made you need to clean those smallmouth out because if they could get into the river system, or at least keep the population to a manageable size, they get into the river systems, they could affect some of our endangered species fish. You guys used to do that through a number of means, and then you thought about 5 years ago, let's have the anglers help us and have some fun. And that's when this tournament was born. Tell us about it this year and what's going on.
Yeah, so this is the sixth year, which is incredible. The time sure has gone quick. But this year we're running the tournament starting Saturday, July 11th, and ending Sunday, August 9th. And anglers can fish anytime they want to over that time frame and turn smallmouth bass into a drop box freezer that we're going to have located near the fish cleaning station by the boat ramp at Ridgeway Reservoir. And so we have a number of prizes this year. First off, we're giving cash prizes to the three anglers who turn in the most fish. So the angler that turns in the most fish will get a first place prize of $5,000. The second most place individual will get $2,000. And then for third place, it's $1,000. In addition to that, there's going to be a virtual raffle that we'll hold this year. And we're going to draw 11 winners out of that raffle. And so the top three anglers who catch the most fish won't be eligible for the raffle. But everyone else who turns in a fish, for every fish they turn in, they'll get a drawing in the raffle. And so we'll have one raffle grand prize. It'll be worth $1,000. And then we're drawing 10, what we're calling second tier prizes. It'll be worth $100 each. So we're giving away a total of $10,000 over the course of this thing. And, you know, the more fish you catch, the better your chances of winning. But even if you only catch one smallmouth bass and turn it in, you do have a chance of, you know, winning $1,000 in that raffle.
Yeah, it's just an awesome way to get the anglers involved, let them have some fun, and also help you guys get the job done. And I think they've actually been more effective, don't you?
It's honestly incredible. We estimated 5 years ago, before we started the first tournament, that there were about 3,600 bass over 6 inches in the lake. And following last year's tournament, that estimate was down to about 740. So it was a 79% decline over 5 years. So these anglers have been effective. I think people have enjoyed the tournament. And I think, you know, the overall point we want to make is, unfortunately, it's difficult for us to manage for smallmouth bass in this part of the state. They can have some very dire consequences for the native fish in our rivers, which we're, you know, responsible for managing as well. And so we just are thankful for the anglers who've participated and have been so effective in helping us limit the possibility of these fish getting into the Gunnison and Colorado River Basin.
Well, if people want more information on the tournament, basically you go there, catch smallmouth bass. There's a station where you put them in a bag, mark them, and turn them in. You go into the drawing. You guys keep track of their fish. Where can they find more about it?
Yeah, so the rules will be posted on our website. I've also sent rules to folks can either call our Montrose office or Ridgeway State Park and get a hold of the rules. That drop box will have rules there and instructions on. We'll have a form that anglers have to fill out to turn in their fish, so there'll be instructions and all of the information should be available right there as well. So either the website, call our Montrose office, or call the Ridgeway State Park office, and they should be able to get you the information.
Now, we're running out of time, but you and I talked earlier about a couple other fishing opportunities over on the West Slope. With all the people getting out fishing, I want to touch on a couple of those. And I know Brian is waiting to talk hunting. I promise, Brian, we'll get you and we'll spend lots of time. But I want to touch on one is the Grand Mesa. We had tiger trout come up in our first segment today. And the Bernie Keefe was on. He was talking about what a great opportunity they are for people to catch a different species of fish. And you've actually created a pretty good tiger trout fishery up on the Grand Mesa, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, we've stocked tiger trout in about a dozen lakes on the Grand Mesa. And what's been interesting about it is we haven't been doing it in a haphazard fashion. We've been actually doing it as part of a research project, trying to determine a couple of different things. First, how do we grow big tiger trout? How many fish do we need to stock per acre based on a certain type of lake or different types of lakes? to really achieve maximum growth on these fish. And then secondly, tiger trout are a good management tool for us because they're aggressive predators. They like to eat other fish. And so we can use them in lakes on the Grand Mesa that have maybe ended up with suckers or fathead minnows or even stunted brook trout populations to try to exert some predation pressure on those undesirable species, or in the case of brook trout, to reduce the number of brook trout so we can grow some bigger brook trout. And so over the last 4 years or so, we've been conducting an experiment on the Grand Mesa to really look at our stock rates and what types of situations we're putting these tiger trout into, and how the outcome of those management goals plays out. And in the process, we've got some really good tiger trout fisheries up there, and I don't really want to hot spot any of these things, but I sure encourage interested anglers to get up to the Grand Mesa and burn some boot leather and try to find some of these fisheries, because there's some really nice tiger trout on that mountain right now.
As well as
every other species of trout you can think of. So it's a fun spot to go explore, and there's some great fisheries up there.
And you're telling me there's fish over 20 inches, so, and some of those,
yeah,
is that right?
There's some big ones. We've seen some fish, some 4 and 5 pound fish in some of those lakes, and they're really just starting to come on at this point, a lot of them. So there's some good opportunities up there. And what a cool place to just go explore. There's well over 100 lakes with fish up there, and so you never really know what you're going to run into, and plenty of opportunity. So pretty neat.
Yeah, Eric, we are out of time. I know you wanted to talk about Crawford, which is a great bass fishery, and Woods Lake. I might have to get you back on. You got so many great fishing opportunities there. But most of all, people, go out to Ridgeway and get in the contest and earn some money. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Sure appreciate it.
All right, that's Eric, a biologist from over on the West Slope. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk hunting for the next two or three segments, especially getting started hunting. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.